Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay. When you get to the tip time, the ball is tipped. Where will you be on the nerve-ometer? Like
all the way up.
Yeah.
The way up. I buy what Anthony Slater said. Here, let's just start with it right away. Which one is it, Grandy? Where is it? Here it is. I got it. Everybody ready? This is from the Joes on the Roast this morning. Slates, Warrior Insider. This is exactly where I want to start.
Part of why tonight is so massive, to you know, win this game and not play Friday night. I honestly think this is the biggest night of basketball for them since Game 6, 2023 against the Lakers. Like, the result of tonight, to me, dictates whether they have a realistic playoff path, playoff life ahead of them, or if they're kind of dead on arrival. So
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Because I'm...
Expand on
that. Yeah, please, because...
No, we'll expand on it. He's absolutely right. I'm going to Wesley Hogan this one. Radio Insider, you know what I'm talking about. This is the biggest game in the history of mankind.
Yeah.
And yes, no, it's not a championship game. It's not even a playoff game. But understand, in my mind, not only does this dictate whether or not any sort of a playoff run is realistic, this dictates the entire offseason. This dictates what you do next. If you don't win this game, all of the yay, Jimmy's here, and the Warriors are contenders, boop, balloon pops. No, it wasn't. Wasn't good enough. Couldn't do it. Didn't get where you needed to be. You're just going to flimsy your way out. You're going to lose in five to Oklahoma City. I hope I don't have to be proven wrong, because I hope that the Warriors win this basketball game tonight. But the way those guys think with their championship mentality, you lose this game, whatever you did to get to this point was effectively not good enough.
Unless you pull off a real gigantic miracle by winning Friday and then winning against a 68-win team. And I won't bombard everyone with the numbers and the research, but teams that are that good in the regular season, they don't lose in the first round. The only time a team did was when they were a flukish 67-win team. It was Dallas, and it took a we believe against an inexperienced coach, and you mentioned a lineup switch and all the rest of it. That is not who Oklahoma City is. They were dominant. They're now healthy. They are deep, talented, long, and good. So that's a team you want to avoid, which means you win tonight. You get Houston. No guarantee you beat the Rockets.
Not at all.
Their path to continuing this journey is much, much easier by winning tonight.
And it's like, I'm with you with everything you said, but I actually think the idea of playing Friday, it goes even further than that.
Yeah.
I think it's threefold. Number one, Oklahoma City's awesome. Number two, your fatigue level, if you have to play Friday, is shot. And number three, how on earth can you actually have full-blown confidence in the Golden State Warriors and what they've built if they go into a situation of four home games over the last week and a half, where if you just win one of them,
just one,
favored in all of them. One of them, you were favored by 18 points.
Yeah.
You win one of them, and you're in the playoff bracket, and you win none? How can we feel that what we have felt is realistic if that's what unfolds? Now, listen, the only waiver I'm going to put out there is it's one night and it's one basketball game and wonky things can happen. I don't know if does somebody have to limp off or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or does Ja go for 60? Does he hit 9 threes? I mean, that's the scary part. It's one basketball game, and I never judge a team based on one night and 48 minutes. I don't think that that's fair. I don't think you can look at sports teams, Niners, Warriors, Giants, whatever. You would never watch one game and go, well, I've made up my mind about who you are.
No, but the judgment would be bigger, and I think you laid it out perfectly.
Absolutely.
You laid it out perfectly where you didn't have Steph and you lost Atlanta and Miami back-to-back. That sucked, but understandable. And then you come home and you retired against Houston after the gauntlet and you lost. Okay, San Antonio. You cannot lose to a Wembanyama-less San Antonio Spurs team at home. And then you back that thing up with a tough loss to the Clippers. You played well. So for me, you wouldn't be judging it based on one game, but it would be judging them on what you're describing, which is consecutive home losses in spots where you needed to come up with a win.
Well, and the premise is also based on this is if they were to lose tonight as well.
Well, then like again, on Friday.
Right.
If you lose on Friday as well.
Well, yeah, if you let Friday, forget Friday. If you lose on Friday, I mean, the whole thing is just an abject failure and an embarrassment. But again, like Houston, okay, there's the fatigue setting in, and Houston is good. The Clippers, man, that's a great basketball team. I thought the Warriors played really well. And you lost. You lost in overtime. Okay, I can wrap my head around that. The Spurs one for me remains the loss of the year. Very, very disappointing and frustrating. But now you're here tonight. You're here tonight, and I firmly believe that the spectrum based on tonight could not be wider. And here's what I mean by that. If you win the basketball game tonight, I think you can waltz to work tomorrow morning as confident as can be. I think that the path ended up exactly like you would want it to be.
Yep.
You're out of Oklahoma City's bracket, and you're playing a team that apparently doesn't have anybody over the age of 22. I mean, I know Dylan Brooks, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Zero playoff experience and a bunch of pups.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we started together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So that's what you would get first, and you'd get rest. Not as much rest as you could have had, but still rest. 4 games, 4 days off before you play in Houston on Sunday. To me, that's peacock time. That's, hey, all right, we're in. The path is good. Let's rest. Let's take a break. And let's see if we can make some music now. If you lose this basketball game, it is completely to the other end of the spectrum. I don't know how you could swagger into anything. Anything.
Well, that would be 4 straight home losses, and you'd be facing a hungry and probably a good Minnesota if they're the team that you wind up Sacramento or Dallas.
Sacramento or Dallas.
Play-in, and you know, you'd like your chances against both, but at that point now you get to what you're talking about, 48 minutes of wonkiness, and who knows what can happen over the course of 4 quarters. So I do think you're right about the spectrum of emotion because, yeah, you wanted to be top 6, but you could look back and say, you know what? We won 48 games, 2 more than last year. We are near perfect since Jimmy's been here. And yeah, things got sideways late, but we handled it in the play-in. We're the 7. Houston's got only three rostered players who are over the age of 30. So you're right about all the pups. And Jalen Green was born in 02. So was Shengun. Thompson was born in 03. Half their roster is younger than my oldest son. And that's where we get in my personal world. So, yeah, you're 48 minutes away from, like you said, Mark, a little R&R. So the Warriors would be off tomorrow, off Thursday, maybe light practice Friday, flight to Houston. It's a manageable buildup for a Sunday playoff game. And the other side of it is, oh, God, now we got to play Friday and grind it out. And didn't Anthony Slater say this morning that that game Sunday would be a noon game?
You're talking about Oklahoma City?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
That from Steiny and
Goo. It's probable.
So then your turnaround would be like barely more than 36 hours plus a flight to Oklahoma.
Slater on the morning said he would expect it to be a 36 hours between game on Friday and game one Sunday.
You know the last time the Memphis Grizzlies beat a Western Conference playoff team?
It's been a long time. It's been like a month, right? I think you said this earlier in the week or last week.
Let's see. April, 1 month would be to March. More.
Right. Well, I mean, two months?
Yeah. Keep going.
What's the date of their last win over a playoff team?
January 30th.
Yeah, that's 2.5 months.
They beat the Houston Rockets by 1 point.
Man, and since then they've beaten no Western Conference playoff teams.
Playoff,
you mean just the top
I'm
six,
talking
right?
the top six. Top six.
Okay.
Or throw the Warriors in if you want. Top seven. Throw them in. I mean, I know they're technically not a playoff team yet. I'm scrolling. I hope I'm not missing one.
Okay.
They've beaten Dallas a couple of times. One of them was the last game of the season, which didn't matter for either of those teams. So I kind of throw that out. But scrolling.
They beat Phoenix three times.
Yeah, beat Phoenix. They beat Utah. They beat Miami. They beat the Pistons. They beat Charlotte.
Yeah, Houston,
they beat
January
Dallas.
30th.
Houston,
right.
January 30th. Yep. That's the last time that the Memphis Grizzlies beat a Western Conference playoff team.
And when they did that, they got to 32-16, and they've gone 16-18 since then.
I don't want anybody to mistake this. Memphis is very talented, and they're Memphis. We know the history, but don't get it twisted. It's not a good basketball team right now. And this is where, and I like you and I have, I think we've successfully gotten to the point where we just kind of like chuckle about it with each other about you are what your record says you are.
Oh, yeah.
The Grizzlies are 48-34 and the Warriors are 48-34. And no, I do not buy that you are what your record says you are, because the Warriors are 23-8 since they got Jimmy Butler. They're a very good basketball team. The Memphis Grizzlies in the months of February, March, and April are a very poor basketball team. And those are the two teams that are playing basketball tonight. And that's why the Warriors are a big favorite, and they absolutely can't lose.